Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is hour two of today's broadcast. Big Suk is out.
Bro.
He'll be back tomorrow. Mike Lynch is right over there, guys. Mike Lynch, yes.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
What a stud. Otherwise known as... Hello, Mike. Soccer Lynch.
Soccer Mike.
Soccer Mike.
Video game Mike.
ED Mike.
Not ED Mike, no.
Video game Mike.
Oh, man.
We're having a good time here.
Yeah.
We're partying. Talking about the A's.
Black belt Mike.
What?
Black belt Mike.
Oh, yeah. You have a black belt.
Yes.
Forgot about that. In jiu-jitsu?
In taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
And do I remember any of it? No, because I got it when I was a teenager. But, you know.
Do people still take those? I mean, I know that they still take them. Are they as popular as they used to be?
Like martial arts classes, you mean?
In the States. Yeah, like taekwondo. Taekwondo was big when I was a kid.
I don't know, actually. I mean, I figure it's a good way, especially if your kids are doing it, it's a good way, you know, get them some exercise, get them some activity and learn something. But I don't know. I feel like...
Doesn't Suit go to like some Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym or something?
Brazilian?
Yeah. Brazilian or something?
Yes, he does. But I don't know if it's as big as it used to be, or at least it's not like promoted in the same way that it used to be. I feel like I always used to see commercials for it or like advertisements like, hey, you should come do karate, or you should come do taekwondo
karate.
Or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's still a thing.
Well, Suk's doing it, and there were kids. He posted a picture. I guess he helped the kids.
Yeah, but that's Brazilian jiu-jitsu, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's still martial arts.
See, I feel like it's evolving. I know, but I feel like it's evolving to different things than before.
I mean, they're just different styles.
That's my hot take.
I think they're just different styles of martial arts.
No.
Nope.
Maybe originating from different countries.
Well, anyway, we're partying. Mike's right over there. I see him. And Suk, like I said, did I tell you he'll be back tomorrow? Because he told me he'd be back tomorrow.
You told us, yes.
Okay. So the two locations for the A's in Vegas are on the Strip anyway. Because like I said, they're doing a market study. You know, you pay millions and millions of dollars for these studies. The Jerry Jones Company, forget the name of it, they're doing it. And the A's owner said that if 90% of the fans are going to be local people, then they will build the stadium, you know, anywhere in Vegas. But if they're going to be the tourists from the casinos and the hotels, then they should look on the Strip or downtown. So that study should be back to them, should be back to them soon. If they look on the Strip,
before you dive into that,
there are two pieces of land.
Even if 90% of the fans are going to be coming from outside of Vegas, it would still behoove them, or outside of the Strip, I mean, it would still behoove them, in my opinion, to put the stadium near the Strip to attract those people who are walking up and down and can walk to the ballpark.
Well, but I think what they're saying is, and this is why this is kind of dumb, we all know what that report is going to spit out, right? I mean, it's not going to be mostly locals. And so if it's not going to be mostly locals, if it's mostly locals, you need to put it where the locals are. There ain't going to be coming in. A lot of the locals don't like going to the Strip but it's not going to be that. It's going to be a mixture that will have some locals, but I think you got to capitalize just like the Raiders did on the Strip. And so there are two pieces of land down there. One is a 60-acre piece of land on the northwest corner of the Strip, which is just north of Circus Circus and the Wynn. And the other is 27 acres, which sits behind the Paris and Bally's, which is down near the Caesars and Bellagio area of the Strip. That's pretty bustly down there. I mean, if they were to put it back there, again, that's a smaller piece of land.
I'm looking at Google Maps. There is certainly open space behind the Paris. Yeah,
exactly. So all that right there could be a Major League Baseball stadium. And that, you know, I got to tell you, man, if I'm the A's, that is a really, really, really attractive option. But so is Howard Terminal, if you can get it on your terms. So the question now is, you know, how much will they negotiate further on Howard Terminal? Or will they just start using this Vegas thing to hold over Oakland's head and get an even better deal? And at that point, will Oakland budge? And if they don't, maybe the A's do end up in Vegas. So again, they'll play in the Coliseum until 2024, but Vegas is ripe, man. A's have been there every other week checking this out, and they're back there again tomorrow. They're serious. Okay, tonight, baseball things, post-All-Star break, we have history being made in Major League Baseball. The Baltimore Orioles are going to be playing the Tampa Bay Rays, and to that I would say, who cares?
I have two fantasy pitchers in that matchup, so I care.
Mike cares. So there's the answer to the question. Who cares?
I care.
Mike cares. This game will be exclusively on YouTube. Major League Baseball has a game of the week on YouTube. But the reason why it is history is that it will be the first all-female broadcast in Major League history. All ladies. Now, they could not marginalize it anymore.
By putting it on
YouTube and by putting the Orioles in it. But first all-female broadcast nonetheless, which I think is great.
Fantastic.
I'm happy for them. It's been a long time coming. Now, you wonder who's going to be on the call.
I was going to say, who is it?
So you've got Heidi Watney and Lauren Gardner will be on the pre- and post-game show.
Heidi Watney is on MLB Network. Mm-hmm. And also, if you play MLB The Show, she is the dugout reporter who looks nothing like herself and is terrifying to look at because it's an animated video game.
Oh. She is.
Every time it cuts to her in the game, it's like, because her eyes look really non-human.
I don't know who Lauren Gardner is, but I know who Heidi Watney is. Heidi Watney. They're together pre-post. Then the play-by-play will be Melanie Newman.
Ooh, I feel like I recognize her name.
And the color will be Sarah Langs, who I don't know.
I feel like I recognize her name, too. I think they're like big baseball Twitter people.
Okay. And then Alana Rizzo will be the reporter.
She is a Dodgers sideline reporter, I believe. Ah. Or dugout reporter.
Yeah, so kind of cool. Exclusively on YouTube.
Melanie Newman is the sideline and play-by-play for the Orioles. So she has done play-by-play for them before.
Oh, she's the Orioles. Wait, what?
Well, she is a play-by-play announcer for the Orioles. Maybe like the fill-in or something, but
okay,
she is. And then Sarah Langs, this just says at MLB. So she works for Major League Baseball.
Okay. Good crew. You going to watch?
No, because we're in here.
So what? Watch baseball in here.
Yeah, but I'm not going to listen.
Your Spankies are on.
I know, but I have that on mute. I'm not going to put
the audio. Are you tired of them yet?
No. I mean, yes, but no, I'll still watch every game.
Well, I think this is great. I'm happy for them, but who will kill all the spiders in the booth? What?
Wow. I don't know if I should laugh at that joke.
Am I going to get canceled?
Yeah, probably. You're probably already being canceled for many other things you said today.
See, there you go. I'm already canceled. What do I care?
Might as well just keep canceling yourself.
Jokes,
you can't get
baby.
Double canceled, right?
I bet you can, but who cares? All right. Up next, should the Blazers trade Damian Lillard right now? Right now.
Right this second?
Right now.
Like Neil O'Shea, just call, right do it immediately?
Now.
Okay.
Now, I know some people, I will give a couple of our texters credit. They said it right away. They were like, dude, this never ends well. Trade him now. Go. Most people think it's insane that Damian Lillard's going to leave. But Sam Quinn, who writes for CBS Sports. He's an NBA scribe, and he thinks the Blazers should trade Damian Lillard now. He asks, why delay the inevitable? And we'll tell you his reasons next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, you want to talk about a misleading headline? I want to read you the headline, okay? Are you ready, Mike?
I am ready.
Check this out. This is from KGW. It says, Norway women's beach handball team fined for not wearing bikini bottoms.
I've seen the story, so I know what they're talking about.
Oh.
But yes, that is very misleading. It's like they played it naked.
Right.
Or bottomless, at least.
This says international handball rules allow shorts for men, but bikini bottoms for women. One women's team decided to wear shorts anyway, knowing they'd be punished.
There was a picture posted. I saw this on Reddit today of another team, and the men are wearing shorts and the women are wearing bikinis, and they're like, sexist much? And I'm like,
yeah, right.
I'm like, is this really a thing?
Well, like, yeah, but wear whatever you want. I mean, I guess the rules don't
allow. If
that's
the uniform, like, okay.
What if they did just say, nope, we're not wearing bikini bottoms. You know what? We're not wearing anything. What if they did do that?
Mm. Do you think they'd get fined for wearing nothing?
Mike goes, mm.
Mm.
All right, where were we?
Why does that make you uncomfortable? Would you not also be going,
well, you just sound a little creepy. I'd love it, but.
But you're not creepy.
No. Look at me.
Binoculars on the wall behind you to look out at the river. Not creepy at all.
So Sam Quinn's a basketball writer for CBS, and he has had the fortitude to write a piece that I think some of you will disagree with vehemently, but others agree with. Others have said, hey, this is what the Blazers should do. We don't know what's going on with Damian Lillard, although they're off to Tokyo now. So he's met with the GM, and he's met with Chance. So we'll see what happens. Nobody knows. But Quinn wrote a piece on CBSSports.com, and he is saying, why should the Blazers delay the inevitable? Why not just trade Damian Lillard now? And here is why he says that. One, he says, the longer these processes drag on, the worse it is for the franchise. And there is precedent for that. Look at Jimmy Butler when he wanted out of Minnesota. I mean, they didn't trade him to the point where he just wanted to embarrass them. And I'll remind you what Minnesota got for Jimmy Butler. Now, granted, Jimmy Butler's not commanding as much as Damian Lillard.
No.
But he's a superstar. And they got Saric and Covington, not even a first-round pick.
How many years were left on his deal when he was traded?
For Jimmy Butler. That I don't know.
Because the thing that I keep reading is that the reason the value for Damian Lillard is going to be so high outside of the fact that he's a star is that he's locked in for 4 more years in his contract, albeit for an S ton of money. But he has 4 years locked in. So his trade value, just for that alone, being a top 10 player, a top 7 player in the league, is going to be massive.
Yeah, so a team that trades for him knows they're going to have him. That said, if he wants out of there, he can ask out of there. These guys have all the they have all the leverage, you know, these players. And they know it. They know it. James Harden in Houston, there's another one. Did not end well for Houston. He wanted out. And when these superstars want out, there's nothing you can do. Oklahoma City dealt Paul George. And this is the one that I like, because I think that where there's smoke, there's fire. And I believe that Damian Lillard wants out of Portland. His camp has pretty much leaked that that's the case. Although he said it is not directly from him. He also said he hasn't made up his mind about his future. Boy,
he put the pressure squarely on Neil Olshey to do something now. And if you do not, then I am gone.
Yeah, but I also feel like he didn't really say that. I feel like what he said was, I haven't made up my mind whether or not I'm going to request a trade. In other words, I haven't even made up my mind if I'm going to give you the chance to do something now. That said,
I think his quote saying, as the team is built right now, it is not championship quality. That was directly saying, right, make some changes or I'm out of here.
Well, we know that. He said that before. He wants a better roster. We know that much. The question is will he request a trade this offseason? And that we don't know, because he said, I haven't decided my fate. He may have already requested it, and that's where the Paul George thing comes in, is that Paul George was traded just a few days after he made the trade request, and that trade request never went public. And Oklahoma City got a haul for that, a bunch of picks, because nobody knew that Paul George requested a trade. Now, there is already, you know, it may be too late on the Lillard front, because there's already smoke out there that he's unhappy. But players are capitalizing on their leverage, make no mistakes. And when that happens, and it is coming to Portland, you have to get a maximum return. So the only way to do that is keep any trade request on the down low and get it done before the vultures are circling. And like I said, you could argue that it's already too late for that here, but I don't know that, because nobody knows if he's requested a trade. So what Quinn is saying is that the Blazers are not being honest. Here's the crux of his point. Look, you pissed him off and you screwed it up, and be honest about this and understand as a franchise that you cannot do enough to make him happy this offseason. See, this is the key. This team is ill-equipped to build Damian Lillard a contender in the time frame that he wants. They do not have the cap space for free agents or the major assets to trade. They already have $120 million committed for next season, and that's just 8 players. And then if they sign Norman Powell, which they desperately want to do and need to do, they will jump into the luxury tax. So the question is how realistic is it that you can vault into the top 3 or 4 in the West? When you look at the healthy Lakers, when you look at the Clippers, when you look at what the Suns have done, when you look at the Nuggets coming back healthy, when you look at what Dallas could add, when you look at the Warriors. So is it realistic to say that based on where the roster is right now and the assets that you have, that Neil Olshey can, if Lillard doesn't request a trade, can make him happy? And the answer is no. They're not being honest. Now, they're probably, because we know the Blazers, they will be stubborn. They will try to save face. They will downplay how bad this is. And this attitude is what Sam Quinn is saying will cost them dearly. So I tend to agree with that. I'm not saying that you can't salvage the relationship with Damian Lillard, but it does not look good. These things typically do not end well. And if you are being honest, he's right. Now, if you had a bunch of pieces that you could go out and trade and make all these moves, or, you know, a bunch of cap space to sign free agents, that's a totally different thing. But the thing is, Damian Lillard knows that your hands are tied. And that's why I think ultimately he is going to request a trade. I just think he's a professional about it, and I think he's going to do it on the down low. And I think that's why the Blazers we're going to wake up one morning and it's going to be a Damian Lillard trade, and we're all going to be stunned, but we shouldn't be.
The way I look at it is very, it's simple, but it's different than the way you're talking about it. I don't think if he stays here for another year, his trade value is going to go down at all. He is a top player in the league. He has years left on his deal. He would fundamentally change contenders into being, you know, top of the line conference teams wherever he goes. He's that good. So considering many consider him to be the greatest Blazer of all time, you should do everything in your power to keep him here and make him happy and say, look, yes, you're unhappy. We screwed up. You're right. The Blazers need to be honest, right? That is true. Not out here parroting the fact that the roster wasn't the problem. It was just the coaching, which, you know, you can argue that Neil O'Shea will never be honest, but yes, they need to be honest about that.
It's not breaking news, dude.
If he is your best player in franchise history, you got to do everything you can to try to keep him here. You sign him to the long-term deal. You've got him for 4 more years. You got to do everything you can. So
isn't that dishonest? Isn't that exactly what Sam is saying? Like, you can't, what is, it doesn't have anything to do with him being the best player in franchise history. You can't keep him. If he wants to leave, he will leave.
Well, true, but you can keep him if he stays this year and you find a way. You're right that it's going to be difficult. You find a way to make this team a true contender. That's how you keep him here. Maybe you change his mind. Maybe he feels the love from the fans again with fans back in the stands for a full year and he doesn't want to leave. I think you owe it to the team and the fans to try to make it work with him. But I believe that because I think his value will not diminish that much if you let it go on for a little bit longer. You are right. This tends to not end well. And if it doesn't go well and Damian Lillard wants to trade, okay, right? You're going to trade him and you're going to get a huge amount of a haul for him in terms of young players and picks and whatever it is that you want. I don't think that diminishes at all. So that's why I say, do you trade him right now? You can, but I don't think you should.
Yeah, Tex says you don't trade him unless he requests it. Well, I just think it's a little more complicated than that. He kind of already has. Because the thing is, even if he doesn't request a trade, again, are you being honest about what you can do to keep him? Does this not come back up next offseason? I mean, to me, the best case scenario for all parties is he requests a trade, but it doesn't go public. He says, trade me, but it doesn't go public. You can do something with that. The other scenarios, I mean, if you want to bet on the 5% chance that he doesn't request a trade, Neil O'Shea goes out there, hits 2 home runs in the offseason, which he's never done. And
maybe you re-sign Powell, trade CJ for Ben Simmons, and all of a sudden, something else, and the team is way different and better.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they're top three in the West. If you think that can happen, then I'm with you. But I think if you're being honest, that's not going to happen. I mean, look at the West.
Do I think it can happen? Yes. I don't think that's being dishonest. It can happen. And that's why I say I think you owe it to the fans who love Damian Lillard to try on this last chance that he's giving you, potentially, theoretically, the last chance he's giving you, to do that. And then if you've exhausted all your options and he's no longer willing to stay, that's when you go ahead and say, okay, we'll trade you for the best possible package.
I think what Sam Quinn is saying is it's the odds. You know, you got to play the odds, and it is, I mean, the way you're saying it, maybe 5-10% chance, you can put your own percentages on it. But if you look historically at these superstars wanting out of these franchises, that, you know, how often does it happen that a guy is disgruntled or requests a trade and it works out for that team? I mean, I can't think of an example, but again, this guy Lillard has yet to request a trade, so we'll see. But it's the odds. It's playing the percentages, and it does not look good for the Blazers, but maybe they will. Again, Sam Quinn calls it being dishonest, but maybe they will just say, hey, nope, we're fine. We're going to help him out, and they do enough to keep him. Who knows? Maybe you get lucky, but it's not looking good. And the worst part is now it's like a waiting game because the draft is coming up, and then free agency, and Lillard is not going to be addressing any of it because
he's with Team USA right now
in Tokyo, and he's not going to be, he's out. He's already, I mean, that's the thing is he has already made whatever move he's going to make. He's already made it. He made it in Vegas with Olshay and Chaunce. We don't know what that is and what Olshay and Chaunce do here over the next month. Oh, that's actually not really the next month. It's the next basically 3 weeks. By the time he gets back to Tokyo from Tokyo, we went through this timeline the other day. It coincides with the end of the games, the end of the men's basketball portion of the games, and them flying home. It should all be settled. what the Blazers are going to do to help Damian Lillard and if Damian Lillard will be a part of it. You'll know, but we have to wait until moves are made. And honestly, you know, we'll see how it all goes. Norman Powell did obviously opt out of his player option today, which was only like $11.5 million,
which was the most obvious thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, because he's going to get way more money on the open market. So now the question is, can the Blazers bring him back? A lot of people, Suk, I know, thinks that Norman Powell is the linchpin to keeping Damian Lillard. If you can re-sign Norman Powell, then you can get started on making other moves and hopefully improve the roster. We'll see.
I agree with that. I agree, because he gives you the option to trade CJ, who is your most tradable asset at this point. And if you have Norman Powell, you can put him at the two, and there you go. You've got... I saw Danny Meringue tweet this today. You've got 75% of the offense that CJ brings you and way better defense, which should help kind of change the way the team functions, and just simply with that move alone.
I think the hard part is CJ McCollum, as much as we like him, is not a coveted asset out there.
Well, it's coveted or not, he is a tradable asset.
No question.
So if you get Norman Powell to play that position and you can get somebody else to better fit a system of a team that will make the Blazers better, then do it. If that's Ben Simmons and that's the best you can do, then hell yeah, I say of course do that.
Well, Ben Simmons, yeah, but they're not going to do that. I mean, I think that...
I don't know. I wouldn't say they're not going to do that. I've been reading some stuff that once they find out that they're not going to get the Damian Lillards for Ben Simmons, that they're going to have to adjust a little bit, that could certainly be possible.
Well, what gives you the hope that the Blazers can put together a better package than any other team for Ben Simmons? Why would you believe that?
I think it's because what the Sixers need desperately is exactly what CJ is. The Sixers need shot creation.
Yeah.
The Sixers need a more trusted ball handler who can do more. That's what they've been missing.
CJ McCollum is just not Ben Simmons. Like, Ben Simmons is broken, and Daryl Morey and the Sixers know that, but he is a sensational basketball player when his head's right. Sensational. Now, he melted down in the playoffs. We all saw it. It was bad. A lot of mental stuff there. You better believe that they are going to try to fix that. And if he is traded, I just don't think CJ McCollum and Blazers don't have many picks. CJ McCollum and Simons or a Nurkic, I just don't think it's going to get it done. There's a lot of teams that are going to want Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, again, broken, but there's a lot of teams that are going to want him. And CJ McCollum, I just don't think he moves the needle, especially for Daryl Morey. The report is on Morey is the guy's just in love with superstars. All he wants is stars, all-stars, star players. And CJ McCollum isn't that. So, you know, if they can pull off, I tell you what, I'll put it this way. If the Blazers are able to keep Damian Lillard and pair him with Ben Simmons for next season in Portland, that is a grand slam by Neil Olshey. If he is able to pull that off, I have no faith that that will happen.
But that's why I say...
But if it does...
Do not trade him yet.
You got to give credit where credit's due. You're certainly exploring that. I'm sure they're already exploring that now. But I don't know. I think Ben Simmons is quite respected around the league. And I'm not sure that CJ McCollum is, but what kind of package that could be, who knows?
I did read an interesting article in The Ringer about all of this Blazer stuff today, too. Kevin O'Connor wrote it. And one note, just for Blazer fans, if you didn't get a chance to read the article, that I thought was interesting was it was in this section about the Blazers don't have a ton of assets that they can move right now that are deemed valuable. And he said their best young assets are Ant Simons mm-hmm. and Nasir Little.
Mm-hmm.
And he said... they are not regarded around the league the same way the Blazers view them.
That's right. That's so, every Blazer player ever, except for Damian Lillard.
You know, like people will always throw out, like, oh, I'll put Little in a trade, put Ant Simons in a trade.
No one cares.
Those teams don't view those players as valuable.
That's right. And
so
they also...
Just be warned.
They also don't view Zach... I mean, it doesn't matter now with Zach Collins because he's...
Unrestricted,
and he's probably going to go and he's hurt. But if Zach Collins were healthy, it would be the same with him. You'd be like, oh, just package Collins with Simons and some... We way overvalue our players here. So you got one superstar. It's Damian Lillard. Hopefully you can keep him. Sam Quinn's article, Why Delay the Inevitable, I think is a smart read. You may agree with it or disagree with it, but that is certainly something when you look at the history of superstars having trouble with their franchises, it doesn't end well. And you've got to maximize. If you're going to move on from Lillard, you got to maximize it. And perhaps that time is now. In the news is coming up next. Earl Blumenauer is not having Jeff Bezos' space ween. ego stroke from today. So we'll get to that next. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Prime time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we are careening toward the Hot 5 at 5. A lot of news today, including the Oakland City Council vote on the A's. Reportedly an offer to Aaron Rodgers and NBA Finals, Game 6. But right now, it is July 20, 2021. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. I am without my news contributor today, Jason Sakanik, who is out. He will be back tomorrow. Today is Space Exploration Day, fittingly, as Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, and his space penis... launched into somewhat space.
It did look just like a ween. I hadn't seen the rocket ship until today. And I was like, boy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
That's a very rounded top up there.
I know Frank won't like it, but it's everyone's first thought. Hell, even my wife looked at me. She was watching the news this morning and looked at, she was watching it for a second and then she just kind of looked at me and I said, you don't have to say anything. I know. It looks like a ween. But it was successful.
It's a sort of space.
Four people on board. Yeah, right. See, we're going to talk about this in the club, but I feel like we over-celebrated this today. And I think that's mainly due to that we all just want to suck up to Jeff Bezos and you're great because maybe someday we can get a piece of your billions. I don't know. But I feel like...
Is that a real belief that some people think?
I think that the media... I do. I think that Jeff Bezos is so rich that I believe that this was covered... This was covered way more than the Richard Branson one, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say so.
Exactly. Why do you think that is? Bezos is so rich that I think everybody wants to suck up to him, including the media.
Also, I mean, Branson, isn't that Australia? Like, wasn't that not from here?
I don't know where I didn't even see Branson's. I didn't even know Branson's happened until I watched Bezos today. They recovered it like it was the freaking moon landing. It was over-celebrated. We'll talk about that later. There were four people that were on the space ween. They put grandma in space, 82-year-old woman. There was an 18-year-old kid who was probably bored the whole time and playing on his phone. And Bezos' brother was on there. And that's probably got to suck. Don't you think that would suck being Bezos' brother?
Probably not. You probably get runoff from Jeff Bezos and you don't have the same amount of scrutiny. It's probably pretty great. Unless he hates you.
You could look at it that way.
I don't think he hates you. No, he's bringing you into space.
Yeah, no, they have a good relationship.
I think it's the best thing to be Jeff Bezos' brother.
He looks just like him. And, yeah, I think Bezos' brother, I don't know his name, but he's better looking than Bezos.
His name is...
But always living in the shadow of
Mark Bezos.
Mark Bezos. He was up there with his little cowboy hat. Well, Earl Blumenauer is out. So it was successful. If you didn't see it, Blue Origin, private. Jeff Bezos paid for it all himself, or actually we all paid for it by buying our Amazon products. And it was the first suborbital flight carrying customers to somewhat space through Blue Origin. So Blumenauer, our Bloomy with his bow ties, our Oregon representative, he is on the Ways and Means Committee, and he put forth on this day a he's calling it the Securing Protections Against Carbon Emissions, space. See that there? The Space Tax Act, which would create new excise taxes on commercial space flights carrying human passengers for purposes other than scientific research. Now, I'm guessing right there, Bezos will get his plastic face all in a bunch.
I don't think he can anymore.
Right.
It's stuck.
Dude, his face, he is overly plastic surgeried, and it's really kind of subtle, but if you just watch his face, he can't move anything but his bottom lip. It's unbelievable.
Isn't his new gal pal also very, very unmovable in her face?
Who's dating Bezos?
Well, it's the same girl that he cheated on his wife with.
Oh, really?
The Sanchez, Lauren Sanchez or something?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I think her face is also equally unmoving.
Wow. Well, anyway, to each their own. He's got the money. Certainly. He would say, well, it is for research, even though it is commercial. And you're going to be able to, I think you're going to be able to pay a bunch of money to go up there in his little space D, I think.
I think so.
I don't know how much it costs, but...
I think that's what we heard, right? That they were taking bids for people to go do this in the future?
But he's saying Bezos is saying this is the start of something where we can move all of our harmful Earth... harmful Earth things to space.
I don't know where you're going.
So we preserve the Earth. Anyway... They could fight about whether it's for research or just commercial use. But he says, Blumenauer says, space exploration is not a tax-free holiday for the wealthy. Just as normal Americans pay taxes when they buy airline tickets, billionaires who fly into space to produce nothing of scientific value should do the same and then some. I'm not opposed to this type of space innovation. However, things that are done purely for tourism or entertainment and that don't have a scientific purpose should in turn support the public good. And for that, I applaud Earl Blumenauer in his bow tie. I think that's right. He says, as this budding space tourism industry takes shape, Blumenauer is particularly concerned about the environmental impact of sending humans into space, particularly when there is no scientific value. The number of trips to space are expected to increase, with Virgin Galactic planning to eventually launch a shuttle of passengers into space on average every 32 hours.
Wow.
God. While proponents of suborbital space flights point to transatlantic flights as having similar carbon footprints, these flights carry significantly more passengers and travel much farther. The result is space launches accounting for an estimated 60 times greater emissions than transatlantic flights on a per-passenger basis, enough to drive a car around the Earth and more than twice the carbon budget recommended in the Paris Climate Exchange.
I didn't really think about that, but yeah, I mean, these are just like little fun runs that are going to be making our atmosphere that much worse.
That's right. Right?
Or our environment that much worse.
That's right. Researchers are also actively exploring the impact of space launches on accelerating the depletion of stratospheric ozone, which is orders of magnitude greater for rocket engines using alumina-producing solid rocket fuel or black soot-producing kerosene, whatever. You get the point. So Blumenauer's not happy. So we'll see what happens with that. Probably nothing. What else do we have today? The bootleg fire is growing. It is merging with other fires. It is now the largest in the country. And it is, they are saying it's almost now the third largest fire in Oregon history, this fire.
Yeah, I checked it yesterday. There's a website I talked about that you can go to where it kind of shows the whole country and where the lightning strikes have been and where the fires are. And you usually have to zoom in to the fires to see the size of them. This one, you didn't really have to zoom in. It was just there.
Mm.
It was very, very large.
The pictures are crazy. It's burning now 388,359 acres.
And they're saying that they don't really see a stop in sight right now.
Well, the winds are blowing down
there. The conditions of the wind and the dryness, it's not great.
30% contained as of today.
Well, that's better than it was. I think it was, last I checked, it was like 18 or 20. So they're making progress at least.
It is merged with something called the...
Was it the Jack Fire or something?
It is merged with the log fire.
Oh.
That was burning in southern Oregon. Not good. All right.
Apparently,
up next,
in New Jersey, the smoke of the West Coast fires was there.
I saw that.
Yeah. My friend who went back, the friend who visited, he sent a picture from Jersey City, and it was smoky.
Did you tell him we're sorry?
Nope.
Are you not sorry?
I didn't start the fire.
No, that's true.
But it's always burning, and the world is turning.
I'm sorry, New Jersey. Road rage is on the rise, and who could be the new Oregon governor next year? That next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Bro.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, we can't do it here, but we're going to talk about the Bezos space dong in the club, and I can't wait because Mike has hot Bezos takes. He is called the planet we live on a death planet, and he also is not trusting the great and powerful Jeff Bezos to get us where we need to go when it comes to space. Hard to argue with young Mike on that, but we'll let him lay out his case in the club, 6 to 7.
That's a tease right there, folks.
Mary F. Kill, Bezos, Branson, or Musk? Go.
Mary Branson.
Totally. Now what do we do?
Now we're stuck.
Can we double murder?
Well, who would be better in bed?
Oh, I don't know.
I'd say F.
Musk.
F. Musk, yeah. And kill Bezos.
Yeah, forget Bezos. We don't need Bezos.
Can't Musk. Even move his face. What else do you think he can't move?
Nice. Musk might be kind of interesting in
sack,
you
know? Smoke some weed, talk to you, and feel some things.
Might have some ideas. All right, where were we?
Is that what sex is about, ideas?
Well, you know, you never know. July 20, 2021 in the news. Road rage on the rise. It has doubled nationally.
Shocking. Everyone's angrier than ever.
Yes.
Road rage. So.
We all are very angry. In 2020, there were 42 incidents per month where someone was shot or killed or wounded in incidents. Yeah, 42 per month in the America. That's crazy. Doubled. So when you're out there and you're pissed off and you're driving around and you're being a douche or someone's being a douche to you, just let it go. We don't want you to get shot, okay? That's our public service for the day.
Okay.
Who could be the new Oregon governor in 2022? Mike, are you aware of the name Nicholas Kristof?
Nope. But can we do something fun with his name when they do something we hate, like shut down or flip-flop Brown?
Sure. The internet's clever. They'll figure it out.
Flip off Kristoff?
Yeah, perhaps. You might like him.
Or
you know,
F off, Christoph.
I don't know. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the New York Times. I recognize him. I think I've seen him as like a pundit on one of the news channels or something. But
and he's local?
Yeah, he was. He's from Yamhill.
Oh.
Two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist. And he says he may run for governor in Oregon in 2022. He is a potential. He's 62. He is a potential Democratic candidate. And, of course, Shutdown Brown cannot run for re-election because of term limits. So, yeah. He says that his friends are trying to convince him to run, but he is yet to make a decision. He's like Damian Lillard.
Jesus. If you're going to make a decision because your friends are trying to convince you to do it, that's probably not the right decision to make if you're going to be running for office.
His quote is, "I have friends trying to convince me that here in Oregon we need new leadership from outside the broken political system. I'm honestly interested in what my fellow Oregonians have to say about that. All I know for sure is that we need someone with leadership and vision so that folks from all over the state can come together to get us back on track," which is a very generic statement, but so far so good, I guess.
I mean, is it though? That is the most expected statement of all time.
I know. Anybody
what does that have to do with it running a state?
Hey, he's already off to a good start as a politician. That's what you say as a politician. Like, he probably stole that from Kitzhaber. Kate Brown might even have said that.
Probably.
You know, that's what you say. Here's what you do. You know, these first few innings of a run like this for Kristoff, just don't Howard Dean it. Just say the right things, be cool, don't reveal too much, and just get to the fifth inning before you flame out or say something stupid.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to get into the bullpen eventually, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just, you know, efficiency. So anyway, I guess he lives here, but... He's got two Pulitzers, man. That's more than you have.
That is true. I don't think I've done anything that would even get me close to getting a Pulitzer, but I don't...
I can't wait to see who really the candidates are that we get to vote for.
Oh, boy.
In Oregon.
Wait to see the debate.
Yeah, I love those. It'll be straight out of Portlandia, trust me.
Well, it'll be straight out of Portlandia, but also not, because it's going to be for the entire state. So we're going to get quite an interesting array of people up there.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
There's your In the News for July 20th. Up next, the Hot 5 at 5. What happens when the Oakland City Council votes on the A's proposal? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.